UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Does he believe in the coronavirus?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That's a good joke. That's a good joke.
And James Strebel.
I'm going to make a red snapper. I'm going to grill that up.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Who do you guys want to have on?
Pat Forty's always good.
No. What?
You should kick him out of your house.
As the Open was playing there, our guy James Strebel drops a bomb on us. That Kellen, his son, watched his first rated R movie last night.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, we're going to have to dive into that. Mitch, you would be very happy. Strebel is dressed up head to toe in BBN gear, so everyone knows that he's a Kentucky fan. He just wants to make sure that everybody knows in my home, which is me, him, and my wife. It's an odd sentence to say in the home today. But we are hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel alongside again today. Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John Studios.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Yes, and we have you for the next 3 hours here on The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. UPS Jobs text line, as always, 437-9680, 502-437-9680. Hanging out mobily from the Papa John's studios, Mark Ennis will join us in hour number three. In the 5 o'clock hour, we'll talk with Mengus. If there is something you want us to ask Mengus, 437-9680, we will write it down, snarky as possible, please.
Yes.
And so we have that. Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated, he'll join us at about 4 o'clock. We'll have our Murray Minute. And good God, Lachlan McLean was on one today.
Ooh,
I hear we have a haymaker with Brian Hall and Steve Rummage. And so we are busy today. Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good to see you. Also, people that were at the little market that I stopped by, I had to make sure that they knew that I was a Kentucky fan, too.
Look at that.
Yeah.
What kind of shirt is that?
It's a Nike.
Is that a Nike one?
Nike Dry Fit. Yeah.
That's a new one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about
Kohl's.
A year old.
That's Kohl's.
Yeah,
You got that at Kohl's.
About a year ago.
How many Kohl bucks do you have?
The problem,
you know what? Text your wife. She knows, she can look it up. I need to know the Strebels. How many Kohl's bucks do you guys currently have?
The problem is we get all these Kohl bucks, and we never spend them in time. They only give you like a 5-day window. So they want you to come right back and shop again. They only give you a 5-day window, and that never works out. So, you know, we get sidetracked and other things. We don't need anything. So our Kohl's bucks usually go to waste. Like the ones we got Monday were only good for today to the 31st. So, that's the lamest old 38-year-old middle-aged white guy story
Mitch,
ever.
How bad was that? How bad did you experience that? So anyway, we will pivot away from the Strebel family Kohl's bucks, although I would like to know maybe at some point today. All right, so we have a number of things. Like I said, Mengus, our guy Mark Ennis, he will join us at 5 o'clock. Who knows where that conversation will go as well. We'll get to Pat Forty. We never really dove into the Jeremy Wu stuff with Jordan Wara. I wanted to do that because yesterday Ennis had him on, so we didn't turn that audio around because we had many other important things to talk about in the 5 o'clock hour, like nothing.
Yes.
And so we'll get some of that sound today. Mitch wants to you know, kind of unveil his thoughts behind a new segment, especially when we're in quarantine, especially when June or July hit, and it can get silly season, as they would say in sports radio.
Yes.
Kentucky fans just figured out that Athlon Sports had him at 7-5.
I saw that.
I have a question about that. Oh, I'm sure you said, I'm going to get on a Sea of Blue tonight, and I'm going to write an article. 400 people will see. And I'm going to write an article. So we'll get to that. David Johnson discussion. A quote from Vince Tyree today, and I have agreed with many of the I'm sucking up to Tyree. I have agreed.
Oh.
I've agreed with Vince Tyree on many things. He said something today in this article, a quote from him by Eric Crawford. I want to get to that.
Okay.
Got something for the NHL. Got something from my man Lincoln Riley. Lachlan McClain got a haircut today. We have lock sound galore. We have a bunch of nonsense that we'll get to today. So 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. What was the rated R movie?
Predator. The 1987 Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I know what
Predator.
It is. I'm
yeah, the original.
I'm trying to think, like, how much... That's a safe rated R movie.
Yeah, that's not what I was expecting.
I thought you were going to go with, like, American Pie.
No.
How old will he have to be before he sees American Pie?
13, 14.
Okay.
But it's ultra gory. And so my wife... the
How old is he, 8 years old?
He's 8.
Put it up at ESPN 680. Should an 8-year-old see Predator, the movie, at ESPN 680? Because I'm backing you on this.
Well, it's one of my favorite movies from when I was a kid. And some of his buddies saw it, and they were talking about it on their little gaming session earlier.
That's really musty.
Last week. What?
Why would they be talking about Predator with all the movies out?
Because it's so cool. It's an awesome movie. When you're 8 years old, it's got machine guns, dudes with muscles, and an alien running around blowing stuff up. That's exactly what 8-year-old boys want to watch.
But I don't know if it holds up as much for 8-year-olds now, and you know, 8-year-olds like my age, age.
He was into it the entire time.
Well, there you go.
He loved it. My wife was like, because she worked last night, so she's like, you can show it to him, but if he has nightmares, it's on you. And so after he watched it, it's like, did you find it scary? He's like, no. It was awesome. He's like, it wasn't scary at all. It was cool. So, yeah, I think I'm going to show him Aliens next.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Put that up at ESPN 680. Mitch already angry that we're having to put up a poll question, I would imagine, 6 minutes into the show. Mitch, how angry is Patty Ice today or Mark Ennis? What kind of mood is 93.9 in as we welcome them in the 5 o'clock hour before Governor Beshear, who got down and dirty last night?
He did. Ennis seemed angry. Ennis seemed like he was in a pretty good mood today. And,
good.
I just
finished writing a piece on Mikhail Cunningham.
Heisman.
This kid.
Evan Conley.
Pat looked a little stressed out. I don't know what's going on, but it's probably a personal phone call. He shut the door, and that's the last I saw.
Oh, the personal phone call. That's never good. Yeah, his apartment probably burned down again. Texas says, did you show it because of no nudity? Is there nudity in Predator? No, there's not.
No nudity.
There's just killing and cursing. No, it's a very safe rated R movie.
Yes, that's all it is. It's killing and cursing.
For rated R, it's relatively safe. So anyway, did he ask Daddy why don't they wash these kids' mouths out with soap or these guys' mouths out with soap? He didn't ask that during the movie?
No, he thinks since they were in the military, that's just like how military people talk.
Oh, military people curse a lot.
That's kind of what he thinks. And he's like, they're in the Army, so they say bad words a lot because they're in tough situations. I was like, yes, that's what he said. Like, yeah, he figured out the movie like halfway through it. Like, he went in it pretty much blind. He's like, this thing's using camouflage. And I was like, oh, okay.
Can I get to this? And can we get this out of the way? What do we do? Because, Mitch, you help me here. I don't know what to do with Strieble today because we asked Strieble yet again today what he's burning on, and all he's got for us is Musa Cisse. Is that how you say his name?
Cisse. Yes.
The kid who's not going to end up going to Kentucky. He's going to end up going to LSU, and the excuses are already being made, which is exactly, of course, you know, where I want to get you. So you have many takes on Musa Cisse.
Yes.
And the other take you have is a guy who is co-hosting sports radio.
Yes.
I don't miss sports. Those are the two things that you have today. That you're not watching bum golf. You're not watching bum tag. You're not watching whatever. You're not watching the NHL. But that is what you have today.
Well, it's not that I don't miss sports. I miss certain sports. I don't miss these sports that everybody right now is clamoring over, like, I have to watch the match. I have to watch NASCAR. I really need to watch the new Lance Armstrong documentary.
Yeah, how about that, Bat? Do you see those ratings for NASCAR? Like, massively low.
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean,
for Sunday. How about that, Pat?
I just think it was built up, and then everybody kind of watched them and like, oh, yeah, these sports still suck. Like, these sports still are boring. These sports are still very niche, and it's not going to get these massive followings, like new fans.
Niche?
Because niche, like a niche.
I thought it was a niche.
I say niche.
It's niche.
It's niche.
No,
Nietzsche is pretentious. Locke would say it like that. You're a redneck. Say it like that.
Well,
I mean, you're dressed up head to toe in Kentucky gear.
Well,
right
the
now.
Shorts are just gray.
I mean,
Nike.
Are those new too?
Yeah, these are
Look
new.
Look at you.
These are my
Mitch,
new ones.
You know what? He got new clothes, and he is showing me these new clothes.
I am
like a kid that goes to school, and for the first week back to school is bawling, and then everyone gets used to the exact same Massimo shirt that he had on.
Yes.
Right. But that's what I'm getting. I'm getting like
the unveiling.
I like that.
Yes, I'll have some more for you tomorrow.
Thank you.
But I'm just not buying into the we're so sports starved that we'll just watch anything right now. I think that's crap. I don't think that's true. The match did a big number, but they did the match this upcoming
that's
Sunday.
It's a one-time event.
Exactly, but they did it again. We're like, well, let's have Michael
NASCAR
Jordan.
NASCAR got the bump, and that's it.
Versus
and
Steph Curry, and maybe if they did something like that, but they did it again. I don't think it'd be as highly rated as it was. So I'm just kind of like, okay, yeah.
What does Round Daddy miss the most from sports? Before we get to all the excuses for Musa Sisse, which I'm sure, how long of a list are those excuses that Kentucky fans
have? I
have
no excuses for it.
Yeah, there's seven or eight of them out there. Mitch,
yes.
How many excuses are out there? Is it 7, 8, 9, or 10 excuses? What would be the over-under?
I'm going to say 9.
Yeah, I was going to say 9.5. Well, go ahead, continue.
No, that's it. There's one excuse that's, like, if you, like, dude, I'm not going to say it yet because we haven't really officially gotten into it, but, like, with the power rankings, there's one that has number one on the power ranking for excuses.
What was your thought? Go ahead.
Oh.
Well, finish your thought. What were you talking about?
Oh, I'm not. Well,
oh, you're done.
Well, I miss most about
what
sports.
What is Round Daddy
miss the
most?
I do miss the NBA playoffs. I miss
okay,
the NBA
there
playoffs
it is.
Very much. But other than that, I'm not really concerned.
Why? None of the Kentucky guys are.
Hey, Jamal Murray would have been in.
Tyler Hero,
Jamal Murray.
There you go.
Anthony Davis, obviously.
Jamal Murray doesn't need basketball anymore.
He doesn't.
Jamal Murray is good in my book forever. Well, he can leave the NBA as far as I'm concerned. Jamal Murray doesn't have to be in the postseason. He has done enough. You understand?
Yes.
He is Calipari's son forever for the deeds that he has done.
Yes.
I get what I'm saying, right?
I think Tyler Hero's on that trajectory. I think before long there might be something accidentally leaked from Tyler Hero and his Instagram girlfriend.
What do we do with that?
You're
alleging there might be a love child.
I'm not alleging. I'm saying like how that video popped from Jamal Murray accidentally is like, oh, I was hacked. I'm sure something like that will happen with Tyler Hero because he's spending all this time with his Instagram
girl.
And who knows what they're doing. He could actually put that on IG or Snapchat.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying.
You're saying that Tyler Hero is going to have a Jamal Murray video?
It would not surprise me.
Wait, are you saying that? That's being talked about deep in the BBN internet?
No, it just popped in my head right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mitch, did you take it the way that I took it? Because I'm looking at him, and I thought he was, like, hearing from Gershon or someone deep on the message boards.
No.
I thought you were on Cats Illustrated, and they were talking about Tyler Hero having a sex tape or having a love child or something. Dude, I swear to you, that's where I thought you were going. I've had no Busch Lights today, okay? So I am stone cold good right now.
You're clear as a bell.
I am clear as a bell.
Yes.
And I was confused there for a second.
I was just thinking, like, who would be the next Kentucky player to have something like that? In my mind, it immediately went to Tyler Hero.
Okay.
Because he has a big online social presence, and he's got this new Insta girlfriend, and
he does have the Instagram girlfriend.
Yes, and they're on a boat this weekend.
Yes, they were.
They look good. Well, he's living that life. No one made a better decision for their college career other than Tyler Hero. It's not even basketball. It's not even basketball related.
He's given all these pro BBN gas bag tanks before we get to Kentucky not landing this five-star kid.
If he would have been, he'd still be stuck with Greg Gard in that boring office. He wouldn't be in Miami with this babe on a boat.
He wouldn't.
He wouldn't. That's what he'd be in that cold, bleak state.
Yes, he would.
Riding, you know, yes, being in that boring, stale offense. Sorry.
Oh, he would be dating a farmer.
Yes, he'd be dating a farmer's daughter. Yes.
Dairy farmer's daughter.
Yes. My dad
Texas
owns a
says,
counts.
I'm sure Kellen has seen his dad naked at least once. What's a predator going to do to his psyche?
Get out of here with that. That's a terrible text. That may have been the worst text read on the show. Oh. You should be ashamed of yourself, Texter.
Texas says, Big Easy misses. I'm going to alter this one.
Okay.
Big Easy misses the volleyball matches the most out of all sports. Texas says, it's starting to sound like Round Daddy wants to be in the video with Tyler Hero. I mean, no kidding.
No.
No kidding.
That's not true.
No
at all.
Kidding. I mean, you're like, I mean, they just look great on that boat.
They do.
Look great.
I look at that and I become very jealous. But, you know. I'm happy with my station.
Texas
life.
Says, I just saw a guy in an all-black sport jacket over a Louisville FC soccer shirt, which was also all-black.
The Jason Entz?
That's his chic look.
It's chic. I'm going out. I'm going to look chic today.
Oh, man. I got thinking, our good friend Jason Entz, if we could delete all of his online accomplishments, that would be... Remember when the girlfriend deleted? What? I got thinking about this.
Okay.
You know when... And we would never do this, but remember when the girlfriend deleted or the mom deleted, like, the Warcraft or whatever from the guy's computer? Like, there's a bunch of those.
It.
And people lose their minds.
Epic freakout.
Yeah.
Is that on YouTube?
That's it.
We did that to Jason Entz.
With Animal
Crossing.
And
he lost all of his Animal Crossing, MLB, Overwatch, Call of Duty, all of it. It all disappeared.
He would – I only saw him – like, I see him angry a lot, but I've only seen him lose his mind one time. And that was when this girl, like we were watching a Kentucky game, doing a post game, and this girl came up and, like, started pulling the handle on the side of his car. And he flipped out. He's like, "What is she doing
well,
in my
of course.
Car?"
I was here too. Yeah,
you
he
remember
did.
That?
Yeah, he. That's the most angry I've ever seen him as well.
Yeah, he jumped out of the chair and he's like, "What's she doing in my car?"
Hey, why don't you go talk to her, Ed?
And he was
going
to run out there. And
yeah, why don't you go talk to her?
That's a preview of what we'd see if Animal Crossing was deleted.
Texter Strebel being highbrow now that he gets to spend his own Kohl's cash and is closing in on three bills.
I'm not trying to be highbrow. That's just how I've heard that word pronounced mostly.
Texas says, would Strebel like to give his take on Amy Cooper, the Central Park Karen?
Oh, with the dog? Well, they took her dog, which they should have. And I believe she's going to get fired from her job. There's the take.
She did get fired.
She did.
And how safe and pathetic was that? Boy, you wanted nothing to do with that.
No, I didn't.
You're like the people in the horse racing industry with Bob Baffert.
Man, you're not lying. I mean, the puff pieces. Well, I don't know, Bob Baffert.
Look at you. Yeah, Bob Baffert takes. Look at you. Texter, 13-year-old Kellen is about to fall in love with Shannon Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. Shannon Elizabeth is, what's her name, Nadia in American Pie?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that when I was, I think, senior in high school, 17 years old in the theater. I think the entire class went to see it together.
All right, so let's get to Cisse. Top 10 kid. Number 8 in the lockposite is now reclassifying. That should become official, getting his high school diploma next week. He is going to pick his school next week. You would imagine he knows where he's going to go the way that everything is set up, but you never know how these things are. It is being set up at least locally as this, you know, Florida State might be the dark horse contender, but this seems like it's going to be Will Wade and LSU. Now, the reason, and this is where, and I want to be fair here, and I would do this if it were U of L, and I do this all the time in recruiting, but this is where, in the last couple months, the way stories with Kentucky have happened that now I don't know what to believe. There's been a lot of boy who cried wolf. There have been stories that have been spot on. There have been stories that have not been true. The Matt Harm stuff, I believe Kentucky was not nearly in on Matt Harm's the way that it was portrayed. And we have followed kind of the ebbs and flows, not to mention you had, you know, Keon Brooks' father come out and talk about how nasty the roster is going to be. Mm-hmm. And just things leak out that we don't truly know everyone that Kentucky is going after. We never know who officially is going to be able to reclassify. Like, Cissé's closer than Christian Lander. Lander still's got 3-4 classes. This guy's going to get his diploma next week and be ready to go. Nothing to worry about for Indiana, but, you know, you would rather be, hey, here's the diploma, you're ready to go in 7 days than maybe 27 or 37 days, whatever it is. And so, there always is, and sometimes it is true and sometimes it is not, there's always a reason, and sometimes we blow hard on here all the time about Kentucky recruiting, and Kentucky wasn't going after that much. We get on lock all the time, and sometimes it's the exact opposite. And Louisville obviously has, you know, Indiana. We do this all the time. Mm-hmm. But the immediate reaction when Cissé was going to reclassify is Will Wade. He's going to LSU. That's a cheater. Kentucky doesn't want him, and Florida State's a dark horse. And I would say that I don't know that to be true. I am interested the pivoting immediately to making excuses, which has happened, and I would say with the shot blocking ability, not easy to say on the radio, that supposedly this guy has, that is the very thing that Kentucky needs, and even with Olivier Saar would not have. And then it surrounds as well, and I know you're going to come back at me with Olivier Saar, to which I would say I'm with you, I agree. I just don't understand the overt optimism, and I don't need to give this take again, but the overt optimism that it's a done deal, that when Cal waves his magic wand, and Mitch Barnhart, and sure, when the NCAA talks to Danny Manning, that everyone's going to be convinced to let him play. I hope that happens. I still think there is a nice percentage chance that it does happen, but there's also a heavy percentage that it does not.
Yeah.
Okay, whether that in your mind is 25%, whether it's closer to 50-50%, there's a sizable margin there. And so I don't know what to believe. I do know if Will Wade gets him, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Because I love Will Wade.
Yeah.
And it's going to be funny. But he cheated to get him. Okay. I mean, it's
not
going
now,
to be Kentucky
so.
Fans doing that. But what's the power ranking of excuses here, Strieble?
That's the number one power ranking of excuses. I've already seen it. He got that strong bleep offer. That's the one making the rounds the most. But look, Will Wade and LSU are under a microscope right now. There's no way they're doing that. I find that to be just preposterous that's even a thought. He's not getting a strong offer. I reached out to a couple people today, and 100% Kentucky wants him, and they want him bad. They're pursuing him. They're recruiting him. They've been on the train.
Look at you. You were reaching out today.
I did. Yeah, I reached out to a couple people.
Mitch, how about this? Our guy reached out.
Yeah, but Kentucky's on him. They were one of the schools that were pushing the reclassification the hardest. It was before Saar, obviously. But even after Saar, look, they're still – like you said, monumental questions. I read an article today by Jeff Borzello, and it's still the same stuff. Like, I thought maybe there'd be a new nugget. It's the same thing regurgitated by Olivier Saar. So we still don't know anything in that regard. There's no new information about that. Kentucky needs this kid just in case Saar is ineligible, or if he's not eligible until, like, December or something. Because we know how long.
Why don't you need both of them?
Oh, I'd love to have both of them. You could put a Cissé 6'10". You could put him on the block, put Saar in the middle. You'd be ready to go. This kid's he's a good player. Hopefully he's not like in Folly Dante that took him a little longer to come along for Oregon than people thought. But if he goes to LSU, look, man, there's no excuses. Will Wade lands good players.
Stop it.
I'm not going to create excuses. I want this kid.
Is this me
Cal
rubbing?
Wants this kid.
You can save this for the mixtape. Is this me rubbing off on Strieble?
No.
Is Elijah McClain rubbing off on Strieble?
No.
What is it?
By the way,
Locke today's computer died at the beginning of the show.
Oh.
And Mitch, I don't know how you cut this. It probably plays. It's a little bit inside radio.
Yeah.
But his computer, we've all been there.
Yeah.
He has all of his tabs up. Now, he relies a lot more on tabs than I do. I cannot be doing that. I just don't do that. But anyway, he's got 100 tabs up. He's got this old bleeping computer, and his computer dies like 5 minutes into the show. And he just pivots to anti-Cal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he pivots to what he, you know, so the computer could load up.
Yes.
He needed something to kill a little bit of time, like a rain delay in Major League Baseball.
Right.
His rain delay was he just went into some anti-Cal rhetoric.
Yeah.
And in the anti-Cal rhetoric, I believe, was, it was his worst take. Mitch, did you cut this? This was
Please.
By far one of the worst takes that Locke has ever had.
Yeah, it was. Like you said, it is a little inside radio. I didn't cut, like, his whole, like, Cal rant, but it's like his computer dies, go straight to Cal.
Dude, he's like, my computer died, and then literally took a breath and went into anti-Cal. And his take was, you know, Kentucky, what, it got leaked out. When was it? Did it get leaked out to KS, Matty Bangs, and Tyler Thompson? Who did it get leaked out to? It was KSR on, was like Friday? Was it Friday?
It was yesterday.
Who was coming back, or was that yesterday?
Pretty sure it was yesterday. Yeah, it was in my sports center yesterday.
So it was yesterday. It started to come out, was late Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Cal on, Coffee with Cal mentioned,
Monday.
Yeah, on Monday mentioned that he was going to get his players back. And so since he said it on Monday and Mitch Barnhart had the release on Tuesday,
yes.
Of course, in the mind of Lachlan McClain, there's no way that maybe Cal was in the know 24 hours before.
Like they actually talked?
Yeah, like maybe the AD and, you know, his most valued employee didn't have some sort of short conversation or text message or voicemail or Snapchat or something that the players would be back, like everyone. Is kind of bringing the players back, and he said Cal was running the university, running the athletic department.
For crying out loud!
It's what do you have of that? By the way,
yes,
do you have anything?
The sound, yeah, I can play the sound. It's about a minute.
All right, go ahead and play it. Yeah, let's just do that before more excuses from James Strebel and company.
Can hear him vamping a little bit. My computer just went totally black, and I'm getting the rolling wheel of death, and the Google Chrome not responding, and it's all happening at one time. So a lot of the stuff that I, of course, have on my computer, I'm now looking on my sheet of lies, which I just, you know, my sheet just says, well, look on your computer for more details. I'm a little bit, but here's one thing I do know that I can get without the computer. I mentioned it earlier. We know who runs the University of Kentucky Athletic Department, right? I mean, it's not a big secret by any stretch that John Calipari is the guy who runs it, right? It's the University of Calipari.
I thought you were going to say T.J. Beisner.
Yeah, well, T.J. Beisner is the power.
How great of a pivot! That's enough. How great of a pivot was that?
I mean,
just he knew where can I go? That's my sweet spot.
Yes.
That I can get 3, 4, 5 minutes out of while my old bleeping computer dies on me.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Well, he used up all of his Tiger ammo yesterday, so he was out of Tiger Woods ammo. So he had to go back to another old reliable, which is Cal. Like you said, like Mitch Barnhart didn't have a Zoom meeting with all, you know, with Calipari and Stoops and said, hey, look, this is what's going to happen, or an email or text or a phone call or something. Like Mitch Barnhart didn't let him know what was going to go on. And Calipari just decided. And then Mitch Barnhart was painted into a corner by Calipari.
He had to be kidding. I need to follow up with him at some point.
We do need to follow up. That's ridiculous.
He had to be kidding.
Yes.
Texas says, I can't hear the name Keon Brooks without seeing his naked silhouette flying through the air at the lake and Locke drinking a Coors Light. Thanks, guys. That coming down at 437-9680. Texas says, at around 11:20, Locke says he has won thousands on playing fantasy golf. Here is what we are going to do today. We are going to have, we're going to do our normal show until 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, Pat Forty from Sports Illustrated will join us, okay?
Yes.
We'll get our guy PF on. We'll talk some college football. Dennis Dodd actually has a new article of something that has I'm just so done talking about. We may mention it.
Ooh.
And then put it away forever. Save that. Anyway, so we'll have Pat Forty at 4 o'clock, and then we may call Big Easy 4:15, 4:20, 4:30, whenever we're done with Pat Forty, because this gambling sound of Locke talking about his gambling is Mike Francesa-ish, and that's what I told Locke, and it's great.
Yeah.
And Mitch, how happy were you? Let's tease that for about an hour from now.
Okay.
That may be the best thing that we have on the air today.
Yeah, that, and then I love the 2-minute clip of him. It's just like, if I could sum up Locke in a nutshell, take a shot at a different person, or not ESPN, but a different media personality, talk about something about his personal life and how he can do better at it, and then mention Spectrum, all within a minute 30.
Oh my god!
It was fantastic. Like, it's pure art.
How long was that computer down?
A couple minutes.
I've seen the multi-tab. When I used to do the post-game shows with Locke, the two times he was in the studio with me, I've seen the tabs. Even for, like, Kentucky basketball games, he had 11 tabs at least open. I'm like, why do you have all those tabs? We're actually watching the game. I have research.
Texas says Locke must have been using a Spectrum-issued computer. Texas says a good movie recommendation for Kellen would be Kids. Tell Strieble to check it out.
No, I've seen Kids. That's definitely not. Nope. Nope. Not happening. I remember that movie from the mid-90s.
Texas says Strieble's gutless have a damn take on the Karen situation.
I did. I told you what's happening. She had her dog taken. And she lost her job. Bingo. There you go. What else do you want?
Texas says Locke lying about his betting like MJ lied about Isaiah Thomas. Yeah. Yes, all of that is exactly yes. Right. All right, so how's this going to play out? How's this going to play out with this guy?
He's going to go to LSU. I don't think Florida State. It's either LSU or Memphis. I think Penny's going to make a late charge.
You better hope that doesn't happen.
I know.
Listen, you better hope that doesn't happen.
I know.
Because I've been quiet about Penny.
You get James Wiseman 1 year. You get Musa Cisse the next year. Yeah. Pipe down, Mitch, with the big man talk. You and I had a little exchange earlier.
Yeah, you guys, by the way, the audience needs to know that Mitch and Round Daddy every morning at, 9, 10 o'clock have a back and forth about something UK related.
Yeah.
And you guys, and I, as much as I enjoy it, it is better on the radio.
No, right? I agree. I'm just warming Strieble up show. Save that.
I guess that's what's going on. But
yeah. Your warm-up got one subject and the other subject being how he doesn't miss sports.
Yes.
So that's what you warmed him up today. You primed the pump, and that's what you got. Musa Cisse, and, I really don't miss the sports thing that this entire empire is built on here.
Yeah. I did just get a text from the sheriff. What
did the sheriff say?
Would Round Daddy think UK needed Cisse if the Cats had Matt Harms?
Yes. Absolutely.
Wait, do you have Matt Harms and Olivier Saar?
No, just Matt Harms.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, Round Daddy was never on Matt Harms being any good. The problem that Strieble had is he thought it was a sure thing. He had 100 beers with his buddies on a Zoom, and then next thing he knows, the rug gets pulled out. He's end up going to BYU. And
Mark Pope.
And you start getting, 2 a.m., you start tweeting people.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. No, I would.
Mocking Carlika Jones.
I'd rather have the duo of Olivier Saar and Musa Cisse. I just don't think it's going to happen. It's not. He's going to go to LSU or he's going to go to Memphis, and then it'll be another lost opportunity for John Calipari. And the only two places he's visited are Kentucky and Memphis, unofficially,
unofficially
before all the craziness happened.
Exactly. But I saw that.
I mean, he's only visited two places and he doesn't go to either one of those, that's an issue to me. I mean, I don't know what's going on, but Cal seems to be maneuvering towards the grad transfers now and almost not giving up on landing elite big men, but it's just not working out, man. And I don't know what else to say about it.
Texas says, I could literally hear Strieble's stay away from the racial talk wheels turning when he was asked about Karen.
I gave you the information that you wanted to hear. I don't know what else you want me to say about it.
I thought Mitch was going to go to break there, Mitch. I'm sorry.
I thought I was, too. Someone's trying to call me right now.
Who's calling you?
Oh, someone from Radcliffe, Kentucky.
Did you meet a girl this weekend from Radcliffe?
Ooh.
No, but I do have an updated story on my Murray Minute that involves me, a female, in my personal life.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Something happened around the Strieble household?
Not really.
That sounds like a yes to me, Mitch.
No, it just...
not really.
Things just worked out for me this weekend.
And James Strieble.
What do you mean things worked out for you this weekend?
The lead into the show today, there was at the back end of it, with the alone time stuff, the good times. And I got to go to Kohl's yesterday and buy some.
How's the pool party?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Back at it. What day is it? It's a Wednesday here on ESPN 680 1057. Reminder coming up at 5 o'clock, Governor Andy Beshear's press conference. You can hear that live and in full over on 93.9 The Ville and ESPNLouisville.com. So we will steal Mark Ennis from the drive for an hour. We'll talk with Mengus, our guy Mengus 22. We'll talk with him at 5 o'clock coming up at the top of the hour in about 20 minutes or so. Our guy Pat 40 will join us from Sports Illustrated. Hey, a reminder, our longtime partner UPS Jobs would like to give a big thank you to all the drivers, supply chain, and logistic members who keep our community going by delivering needed goods on a daily basis. So thank you from and thank you to our good friends there at UPS Jobs. And speaking of UPS Jobs, the UPS Jobs text line always open. We'll get to some more of those at 437-9680. You know what's funny, and it's not funny, and Strebel brought this up during the break, and I was going to mention it, and I'll ask Pat 40. Arkansas was one of the schools that came out today, and one of their guidelines, and they're not going to be the only entity that does this,
right?
Okay, is when the kids get on campus, they're not going to test them.
No.
Right? Like, right when they get there, they're not going to test them.
Unless they have symptoms.
It's strikingly unbelievable. It really is the stupidity in this country.
As far as, like, everyone, like Mitch Barnhart, for instance.
What if they did that around here? That is part of the plan, right?
Right. But Mitch Barnhart and Vince Tyree have both come out and said that one of the plans is testing and making sure that everyone's safe. Arkansas is just like, bleep it. Come on back to campus. If you start showing symptoms, then we'll test you after you've infected everybody. It was mind-boggling to me when I saw that tweet today of Arkansas's plan of letting students back. I was like, what in the world? This is part of the, you know, the Lachlan McClain playbook, because he rails on this almost every day, the super low percentage chance that someone that age would die from the virus, or this, that, and the other. He goes way deep into it. I'm like, okay, even if that's the case, don't you think safety first? Just that should be part of the protocols.
When tests, let me be clear. It's not even a question. You're right. It's not a question. When tests are this readily available,
yep,
that in many, many places, they have way more tests than they know what to do with. They're begging people to come get tested. Bobby V talked about it, I can't remember if he went with Darlene, his wife, or vice versa, and he didn't sign up, and they said, well, you come get tested too. I maybe he told that story, but when it's readily available and when you have unpaid student athletes who fund everything, that the reason you're playing college football is so you can fund everything, and I understand that, and it's good for them to play football too. It helps them go to the NFL. I get it, okay? But when you have that, the least you can do is the least you can do.
I agree.
And the least you can do is when they get on campus from around the country, okay, is to test them.
Yes, 100%.
Is to find out who is healthy and who is not from a very basic standpoint. That should not be a hot take. We understand that you don't have to be showing symptoms to have this disease or to have this illness, whatever you want to call it. It's just too easy. It's not political.
Right.
It's not being a snowflake. It's not being any of these. It's not being a hard ass on the other end. It's none of those things. It's just common sense.
Right.
And yes, if a 21-year-old football player gets it, do I think he's going to die? No, I do not. But what I don't like, and what I would actually battle Locke on if I were doing the show with him, is, you know, it's not all just about dying.
Right.
I mean, there's other side effects other than simply death. We don't go from, while you're living, you get COVID-19, you're dying.
Right.
Okay, there's a wide gap in the middle, and obviously that's where the majority of the people that deal with this fall, right?
Right,
the majority
absolutely
are not dying, right?
Right.
And that would be the only thing I would say. When I read that with Arkansas, I'm like, you guys can't even, like a place like Arkansas, they can't even play it like they give a damn.
Right. It's just,
they can't even put on the mask that you have to put on for like a press conference or a couple days or a couple weeks to trick people into thinking you care.
Yeah.
They can't even do the bare minimum by testing everybody. It is unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. And
they're not the only ones. I've seen that from a couple others.
But they're just, I think, the most high-profile program that's come out to and said that so far. And even if, and I agree with Locke on the point that it's a minuscule chance that one of them would die, but you know, a lot of these coaches and employees are older and may have health issues. Then those players are going to be around them. Don't you want to test them for their behalf as well?
I don't. That's like saying, well, you didn't die if you're Alex Smith and your leg shattered. Yes, I understand that I didn't die, but my leg is shattered. I understand that I didn't die, but I don't have an arm anymore. Like,
right.
you know what I'm saying? There's a wide gap between those two things.
Yeah.
So I did see that story as well. Texter says 437-9680. Mitch, why don't you ever say Shams' last name in your sports centers? I feel like you skip it because it's hard to pronounce.
Well, Texter, I also had a story that had Woj in there. I was going to say ESPN's Woj because that's how people normally call them or know them by, Woj and Shams. So that's why I do that. And yes, I'm also scared to say his last name.
I was about to say, yeah. I'm with you.
I'm saving
you. Texter, did you guys see the Texas Tech and Chris Beard picked up Mac McClung? That is the guy's name.
I'm kind of upset a little bit by it. I was hoping he'd choose an ACC or SEC school because I want to see.
Oh, who else was on the list?
It was like Wake Forest, Auburn.
It was like Arkansas, something like that.
Yeah.
Memphis.
Well, that's a good spot to go. They just lost, not Morelli. What's his name? Morelli's the guitarist from Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, Tom
Moretti. Yeah. Moretti, what is his name?
Moretti.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Yeah, he played very well against Kentucky. Yeah, that's a huge gift for Chris Beard. And I'm not upset. I'm glad he didn't go to Auburn because, you know, it's Auburn. I'd rather him not be in the SEC because he's pretty good.
I want to see him dunk all over BJ Boston. And
he's not dunking.
I don't think you've seen him.
I saw the stats. I saw the stats, and Mitch was all excited about him, and Rummage was all excited about him. He wanted Louisville to go after him. You know, Rummage has seen the film.
Don't misdirect this to Steve
don't
Rummage.
Just swipe
no,
Rummage.
I'm not don't. Swiping Rummage. I know he studies.
Even though it's a fine swipe you can have at Rummage, and he will swipe you right back.
Yes, he will.
Like he did yesterday and cluttered my timeline for about 2 hours with a bunch of
over Javion Hawkins.
Hawkins.
A bunch of Louisville fans throwing L's up in their avatars or you're right? That's all that I had for 3 hours because you were wrong. Kind of.
I was. If you take the one run away, I was from completely right.
People don't know what we're talking
about.
No,
they don't. But
JV and Hawkins discussion, boy, what a pukey discussion.
Oh.
Pat 40 in 15 minutes here on
there
ESPN 680, 105.7. What were we talking about?
Well, we're talking Mac McClung.
Oh, Mac McClung. So
yes.
Why are you frustrated then?
I'm not frustrated at all. I'm glad he's at Texas Tech. I didn't want him at Auburn because he's good.
Well, Mitch, why are you frustrated?
Because I want him to play for ACC or SEC school, so one, I could see him play against Louisville or Kentucky, and that's pretty much it. I just want to see him play live. I'm not Texas Tech. I'm not going to watch their games unless I'm chasing at 9:30 gambling wise.
You will. You'll have some action on Kansas Texas Tech.
Maybe.
Next season. No, there's no maybe about it.
I mean Texas Tech, even though they're national runner ups, they're just kind of that program that's just like. Am I wrong?
I mean, it's better than Wake Forest. I mean, Texas Tech's like levels above Wake Forest.
Yeah, you're doing this. They got to go anywhere in the SEC or ACC when there's only a few teams that we care about in the ACC and SEC.
Right.
Like if he went to Ole Miss, nobody would care.
No,
right?
To Arkansas, nobody would care.
If he went to Vanderbilt, nobody would care. I want to back end this conversation with one other thing. I'm going to ask Pat 40 here in a second. Lincoln Riley and Oklahoma are not coming back on the 8th.
Right, yes.
And Mitch, can you look the exact date up for me if you don't mind? I thought Lachlan McClain style that I had one of these tabs open, and I don't have one of these tabs open. But I found that to be interesting because obviously they are the favorites in the Big 12, and they are the favorite to be in contention for the college football playoff.
Yeah.
But it comes out, and Lincoln Riley has been very vocal on – bringing kids back. Like, I remember probably 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, he had the quotes.
He did.
That why would we bring anyone back on June 1st or shortly thereafter? It's hurrying things, and, you know, we don't need this drop-dead date, saying the things that football coaches actually probably believe, but they never can say because they have to act like it's brain surgery, that they need this workout in, this workout, right. They need this month, they need this 90 days, and everything else. But I find that to be interesting that Lincoln Riley would say that. He seems to be the only one.
He's the anti-Dabo and anti- Oklahoma
State. Yeah, but
he's
anti-everybody. It's not just that. Louisville was on the forefront of going back.
True, yeah.
Which is something I want to get into later and probably with Mark Ennis in the 5 o'clock hour. And Kentucky's coming back along with everybody else.
Yeah.
He's anti the thought process in sports, but especially football, as Lincoln Riley has seen the push. He has seen the push to play college football, and he doesn't agree with it. And this is a guy that very well may be in the college football playoff in a couple months.
Yes, just like he was last year, and then the year before that, he's got an up-and-coming star many people look at with Spencer Rattler taking the quarterback position over from Jalen Hurts and then Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray. I mean, he's supposed to be the next big thing for Lincoln Riley, and you would think with all that coming back that he'd be raring to go. And I'm sure the Oklahoma –
July 1st.
Wow.
They're essentially waiting an extra month.
And you know Oklahoma Sooner fans are probably not happy with that.
Oh, well, no, I think that is – imagine in here, I think that is a very – I would imagine that would be a divisive decision.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the way, and I don't, and I don't know exactly how much, and Aaron Crawford's article spoke to it, and maybe we should reach out to EC. Mm-hmm. That, you know, Vince Tyree spoke at this NCAA, I believe, workshop to get things going, because Louisville, you know, essentially did this and created this plan. It wasn't like they were waiting for the ACC. And by the way, we'll see if it works out, the timeline and how everything works out. But, I mean, at Oklahoma, imagine how disappointing it would be here if Mitch Barnhart or Vince Tyree said, we need to wait to July 1st while the other one was practicing.
Yep.
While Kentucky's practicing, Louisville and Satterfield aren't, and nobody's on, is on campus or flippant, vice versa.
Right.
Imagine that discussion here. Oklahoma State doesn't feel like this. Oklahoma does.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Oklahoma State does not feel like this. Oklahoma does. And doing the right thing and saying, we're listening, or if you consider it to be the right thing, and say, we're listening to, like they say, highly respected medical professionals, which if it happened here, the exact same things would be said. And you could talk about safety, and you could talk about, you know, you don't need this drop-dead date, okay? Whatever rhetoric you want to put out there, no one's going to buy that. Mm. And even if you try to use science, it's too late.
Which
is how I feel about the coronavirus. Today, Governor Holcomb talked to him. We carry that every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 2:30 over 93.9 The Ville. And one of the main things that he was talking about with his people is Indiana was the example of not social distancing this weekend.
Oh, they 100% were.
And that was the crux of what they talked about. And it's just going to be interesting how much heat they get. And if they lose a game early, right? And you can lose game early. Didn't they lose a game relatively early this past year, middle of the year? Jalen Hurts, they lost a game middle of the year,
they
remember.
They did. They lost. And
it was a bum, too.
It was Kansas State.
Kansas State. There you go, Mitch.
It was a bum.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, he's talking patience and everything else. And what Lincoln Riley was saying is very much like Governor Beshear.
Yeah.
What he has been preaching at one point was people were in that majority and they were backing it. Now they don't.
No, it's completely flipped.
And he might be one of the only entities. People are like, well, Boston College and Virginia aren't ready. Oh, my God.
Right.
How are we going to play the ACC season in Boston College and Bronco Mendenhall aren't ready to go? But, I mean, Oklahoma, that's a different thing.
And
Ohio State's back and the SEC's going to be back and Oklahoma State rival is going to be back. And it all might end up meaning absolutely nothing. But how it looks, the message around it is something that is interesting, that Lincoln Riley would do something that is totally anti-football guy.
Right. It's just kind of amazing to me that the Big 12 hasn't come out like the SEC yet and had a plan that we're all doing this together, or this is a plan that we're all doing together.
Look how quick the Pac-12 flipped. They went from a couple weeks ago, we may not have half of the Pac-12, toward the Pac-12 as a release statement over the last 2 days. Oh, we're ready to go. We're going to have a plan, and we're going to be playing football this season. Never mind.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the SEC came out, and they're all doing the exact same date. And if the rest of the Big 12 comes back, Texas and Oklahoma State and Kansas State and all those schools come out and say, yeah, we're going to be ready to go by June 8th like everybody else in Lincoln, Riley, and Oklahoma. I mean, is that something the AD overrules on Lincoln, Riley, prospectively, if the rest of the Big 12 all goes back? The AD's like, no, Lincoln, we're going back. Here's a plan. This is what we're doing.
I think it's a joint statement.
It's a joint? Okay.
Well, no, that's what I mean. That's a joint decision.
So it's not just Lincoln, Riley saying it. It's the
same reason it's not Calipari bossing Mitch Barnhart by saying on Monday that he wants that his team's coming back on the 8th.
Right.
And then Mitch Barnhart making that official the next day and thinking those two have never talked.
And you have on the opposite end of the spectrum, too. I mean, the Ohio State president coming out and saying, oh, we expect 20, 30,000 people in the stands. Like, we're going to have football and we're going to have fans and thousands of people together and da 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 da. And Oklahoma's like, nah, we ain't ready to say that yet. It's just, it's a very, I don't know how to put it because I don't want to say it's a negative thing because, you know, we don't know, but it's against the grain, I guess is the best way to say it. They're going against everybody else and what everybody else is doing, and we'll see how it works out for them. I can imagine Sooner fans not happy with Lincoln Riley and the administration there, but, you know, they're going to live with it.
Texter says, fizzled out again, wish he would have went to Auburn to carry on the dominant tradition over Kentucky. That must be talking about McClung.
Yes, yeah.
Texas says, if Mac McClung had gone to Louisville, what's the over-under on the amount of days for Coop to befriend him? Yeah, I don't know if Coop is washed up now, though.
He might be. I don't think he has those same inroads that he used to have with Dylan Avar and
not anymore.
And quote, you know, Ryan McMahon was his friend. And,
yeah, well.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah, all those guys are gone. So Coop's hanging out in the wind. He's gone. He's out.
Texas says, hey, Andy, at 9:10 this morning, process Mark and Jared swiped cable news.
What? Jared Stillman. He swiped cable news. Has Locke heard it? Spectrum News.
I don't know, but you did hear the story. He passed out. He cut his finger while he was potentially the 11th wheel on a Memorial Day trip.
Oh, I heard about his boat. You know, yeah. I heard.
Boat club.
The boat club. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll be out on a boat.
Yeah.
On the boat club, and someone's passed out because I'm sure that was very impressive. If everyone involved, sure, Megan Rapinoe will be very impressed. He cut his finger and he passed out from it.
Mitch, we may need to go cut that sound. I don't know if you have it today, maybe tomorrow. We I may need to hear that at some point. Let's take a break. Pat Forty, he joins us next here on The Take. It's a Wednesday on ESPN 680-1057. Well, you might be in trouble if you pop the AC on this weekend, last weekend, today, whatever it may be, and it didn't pop on. Something's wrong. You know you need BJ Heating and Cooling. Been telling you about them since September. Anything HVAC, whether it be for your home or your business, it's BJ Heating and Cooling, 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com. We've also been telling you a few of those rooms now that are difficult to cool down, like a sunroom, whatever it may be, an attic, whatever it is, BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. They've teamed up with Bryant Duckless Equipment, whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable again. The Bryant Mini Splits are quiet and efficient, and they avoid the installation and the priciness of all the bulky ductwork. So get that done easily. It's an option, and they can help you today. They're on call 24/7. They're social distancing. They've been around since 1984. Upfront pricing. Anything you need HVAC-wise, they can help you at your home or your business. Again, it's BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com, 812-283-7221.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.